Browns are in London against Minnesota coming up. There's a decision to be made. Maybe it hasn't been. The vague response by Kevin Stefanski avoiding the question yesterday about who your starting quarterback is, to me, just screams you're going to make the move.
I think you're right.
Just a matter of when. You know, because all he had to say, as he has said previously this year, Joe's our quarterback. He didn't say that. So, I mean, the minute you say what Kevin didn't say yesterday, that screams you're making a change, and that's fine. That's all well and good. The thing that I wonder about and that we've talked about, Dan, a little bit, is just the way that this offense is built. And I like skill position talent, as you know. I've talked about that a lot. Yeah, I know. I know you're stunned at that. I have my sheet of paper here where I wrote down all kinds of good stuff.
No, you've never been a fan of that stuff. You have always been someone who has said, you know what, I would take the biggest lineman that I possibly could at any given point and ignore all wide receivers. In fact, Ray Farmer was onto something when he said that no wide receiver, or acted, I should say, because he never said it out loud, that no wide receiver should be taller than 6'1". You have always believed that exact philosophy at any given point, that it's all about getting little guys who are sure-handed with speed.
Well, here's the thing, and I touched on this earlier. I just think this explains a lot. I know that they lost draft picks when they traded for Deshaun Watson, and that's critical. Mm-hmm. I know they did that. And I'm not looking at this year's draft because we've only seen it for four games. I like it, though. Mm-hmm. I like the defensive guys they took early on, Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger, terrific. Quinshon Judkins looks like the real deal. I think Harold Fannin has a chance to be really good. Dylan Sampson, we'll see. Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, we'll see.
Four games in, this looks like a slam dunk.
To me, the only slam dunk in the bunch is Quinshon Judkins. I think Fannin has a chance to be good, but I don't think he's there yet. I think he has a chance to be good.
The Mason Graham fandom has
Those two guys on the defensive guys. I was talking about the offensive guys. I'm sorry.
But it's kind of like this is the kind of draft where if all of them pop outside of, like, let's say, okay, if Shedeur Sanders doesn't pop or if Dylan Gabriel doesn't pop, this could save the draft job of Andrew Berry.
Okay.
This could save his gig.
Oh, yeah, but this might not.
Okay.
I went back and I looked at the previous five drafts that Andrew Berry had.
Oh, no.
Well, and I talked about this earlier for just a second. But before this last year's draft, and again, I think they might have landed some offensive talent in this last draft.
Jax, can you pass me that mouthwash bottle with the brown liquid in it? Thank you.
In the first five drafts, the Browns drafted 18 offensive players. When they go to London to play the Vikings, not one of those 18 players will be starting for the Browns. They drafted 18 offensive players in the five drafts before this year. Not one of them will be starting for the Browns in London. Now, DeJuan Jones and Cedric Tillman would be, but they're out with injury. So, even to be generous, only two of their 18 offensive draft choices before this year's draft would be starting for the Browns. I think these numbers are more damning. Of the 18 offensive players, only seven of them are still with the Browns. And okay. When I say still with the Browns, David Bell.
Eligible to come off IR.
You excited about that?
No. That was a statement de fact more than anything else.
Jerome Ford, who you liked so much that you asked him to take a pay cut and drafted two running backs. Cedric Tillman, injured. DeJuan Jones, injured. Luke Whippler, backup. And then last year's draft, Zach Zinter, Jamari Thrash, backups.
Zach Zinter is the one that I have questions.
Yeah, except he wasn't gonna play left or right guard right now. You're not gonna beat out Wyatt Teller.
Yeah, you're right.
You're not gonna beat out Joel Bitonio.
You're right.
So I'm okay with that.
But being inactive every week is a little bit of a
that's an issue.
Question mark. Especially when you're dealing with one with back issues and another dealing with other injuries.
Here's the other thing. You ready? Of the 18 offensive players taken in the first five drafts by Andrew Berry.
Okay.
And I did as much digging as I could. Nine of the 18 are currently not employed by an NFL team. Half of the 18 draft choices offensive side of the ball, not employed by an NFL team. You want the list?
I mean,
two of them are. Okay. Two of his draft choices are on other teams. Harrison Bryant, tight end, is with the Texans.
Sure.
And James Hudson.
Bouncing around.
Plays for the Giants
mm-hmm.
on the offensive line. These guys are not in the league right now from everything I could find. And maybe somebody's buried on somebody's practice squad, but I did as much digging as I could. I looked up practice squads. I didn't see them anywhere. These are the guys. Jed Wills. Nick mm-hmm. Harris. Mm-hmm. Donovan Peoples-Jones, Anthony Schwartz, Demetric Felton, Cade York, Michael Woods, Dawson Deaton, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Currently not employed by an NFL team.
Now, let me push back a smidge, though.
Oh, good. Well, that's a fact. How do you push back on a fact?
By putting another fact on top of
it. Oh, here we go. I'm Dan Manigan. I think I'm smart.
The majority, I am a moron. Let's get that down.
I almost had Jax doing a spit take there. That was good.
I will never ever refer to myself as intelligent. Here's the thing, though. On that list that you had, a lot of those guys are 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, right? Those are the guys that you're just taking dice rolls on to begin with. Demetric Felton was a dice roll. You could go down the line. Cade York is inexcusable. You should never draft a kicker. Like, that's an excuse.
I get all that. The only thing I'll say is this, Dan. How do good organizations build teams? By landing on some of their later round draft choices, at least occasionally. And this team hasn't done that, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Correct on the offensive side.
Defensively, I think Andrew Berry drafts pretty well.
But boy, if we're candid people for not getting dice rolls right,
yeah, but
then we have other problems.
That's how teams build.
The teams build by hitting on first, second, and third round
picks.
You
drafted
Jed. That's how a team builds.
Your first draft choice ever was Jed Wills.
Right, and that was as clunker-tastic as you could possibly clunker. That was horrendous. It was a terrible pick, especially around it, knowing that you had Andrew Thomas and Tristan Wirf sitting right there.
Then
you'd even take Mekhi Becton at this point.
In the next two drafts, the first pick you took, Anthony Schwartz, third round, David Bell, third round.
Third round picks, okay?
I know,
I'll
but,
give you, I'll
but
give
look
you those
around
two.
The league. Third round picks, play.
I will give you those two. So that's three.
I'm not ready to give up on Cedric Tillman yet.
That's three off of the list that you had initially. The rest of those 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round picks, which all you're doing at that point is going, all right, I like these three traits. Let's see if the rest of it can come together.
But think about it. When they go to London, of the offensive guys drafted for this team, 18 of them in the first five drafts, not one will be starting for the Browns.
Right.
Not one.
You are 100% correct. I will not argue in that regard.
You could make the argument that only two of them will even see the field, Jerome Ford, Jamari Thrash.
But my heavens, if there was a first and second round pick to be had that would have been on the offensive side, I'd feel a little bit better on it because that's how the backbone of your team is built. And not having those first round picks is detrimental. And you feel it every Sunday.
There's no question. Everything goes back to the Deshaun Watson trade that didn't work.
Correct.
So I can't disagree with that. Aaron, welcome to the show.
What's happening, Aaron?
Aaron's in Cleveland.
Gentlemen, it's nice to talk to you today.
And you.
You as well.
One thing to say. I've been a Browns fan, Cleveland sports fan, my whole life. And among that disappointment that I've seen with the Browns my whole life, I do remember one thing that they do really well. They run the ball down the field. I can only remember them having great running backs. I've never had them have a great quarterback in my lifetime besides Baker Mayfield, but I won't touch on that. And I just feel like it's embarrassing to sit here and watch them throw away their season, literally.
Yeah, I can't fight you. I don't know why they don't run the ball. Aaron, it's the biggest Kevin Stefanski question I've got right now, and I've been a staunch Stefanski supporter
and Kevin's,
from Jump Street, and I got nothing why they don't run the ball.
His track record is he likes to run the ball.
I have nothing why they're not running the ball. It's baffling.
And Duncan's looks fantastic.
Yeah.
He looks great. I mean, there's nothing. And
Aaron, let me add to that. He looks great behind this offensive line that people are giving a lot of grief to.
Exactly.
That means the offensive line can actually run block, doesn't it?
Yes.
So why aren't you running?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I got nothing. I have nothing, Aaron. It's the number one thing. If you want to call up and fire Stefanski and blow up this whole thing, I cannot push back on any bit of it because the running part is baffling to me. I have nothing.
I don't even mind Stefanski. I feel that, you know, we did go to the playoffs under him. That's exciting when you're in Cleveland. But, you know, sometimes somebody's got to kick him straight. Like, we don't – he's not receiving any I guess he's receiving criticism, but he needs to be receiving criticism for the right reasons. You know, like, people need to come at him and be like, you need to run the ball.
Aaron, couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Again, let me point out, Joe Flacco has thrown the second most passes in the NFL, and he has the second worst completion percentage among qualified quarterbacks in the NFL.
And it's not like because your defense is down 17 by the time you know, in the second quarter or anything like that. Like, yeah. It's the other direction. These are super tight games.
And I also think, Dan, I hate to even say this. Dillon Gabriel can't lead an offense that plays any worse than the offense that Joe Flacco has led. So if your offense is going to struggle,
Jeff, it can always get worse.
It's not going to get worse than averaging 13 points a game, whatever Jeff, it is.
It can always get worse.
You haven't scored more than 17 points in a game this season.
Have you watched the last 25 years of this franchise?
To have an offense that really stinks, I'm going to at least let a rookie get out there and get some experience and think, can I get lucky and maybe this is the guy we can move forward with? Which, by the way, I don't think is going to happen. And I sure hope it does, either with Sanders or Gabriel. That would be awesome. If you could find your guy and you have your guy, that'd be awesome. I just don't expect that to happen. At least to the point where you would pass up a quarterback in next year's draft.
I agree with you completely. I would like to see it. You could talk me into starting it this week. My two fears that come of this, one of them is that the defense looks over at the offense going to the rookie quarterback and having it be a mess and just going, forget this. What are we doing here? Which happens in the NFL where one side of the ball is unbelievable, the other side of the ball is awful, and then they, you know, defensive or offense just goes, eh. It's happened before. That's my number one fear. My number two fear is that you're not putting these kids in positions to succeed and you need to run the ball more.
I would agree with that completely. And that said, you're in a division right now that I think is waiting to be won. I'm not saying the Browns are going to win the division.
I'm not either, but it seems like the Ravens are the snake bite team.
Look at the division. Yeah, the Ravens are beat up.
Yeah.
They got really beat up the other night by Kansas City.
A bad injury team. Metabike's done for the years. His best pass rusher. Done for the year.
Exactly. Lamar Jackson got a hamstring.
Banged up, yeah.
That's not good.
Wiggins left the game early, too. Roquan Smith left the game early.
So they're beat up, and they're 1-3.
Yeah.
Just like the Browns. The Cincinnati Bengals are toast.
Yeah.
They look just awful.
Jake Browning can't run a functioning offense right now.
Well, I don't know that their offensive line is giving him the chance to run a functioning offense.
It's valid.
You know, Jake Browning is the younger equivalent to what Joe Flacco was a couple of years ago here. Stepped in. I heard it described as the Linsanity run for Jake Browning, going back to Jeremy Lin when he was with the Knicks and had that incredible run. It's a similar type of thing with Browning, because right now he doesn't look anything like that quarterback who stepped in for Burrow 2 years ago.
No, not at all. He looks lost.
And Flacco doesn't look anything like the quarterback who stepped in for the Browns 2 years ago.